WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Extreme weather is sweeping the country from east to west, north to south, where they're bracing for the possibility of the first named storm of the season.
Tropical storm warnings along the entire Texas Gulf Coast. Sandbagging began Tuesday night in Corpus Christi, where coastal flooding and up to 15 inches of rain are expected. Houston already hit hard this spring, bracing for another 6 inches of rain. Mayor John Whitmire.
I can't emphasize enough how people are going to have to be smart. Look out for their neighbors, look out for their families, and don't drive in high water.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott calling for increased readiness from the State Department of Emergency Management. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Hot, windy weather is fanning the flames of wildfires in the West. At least one person has died in southern New Mexico. Thousands have been forced from their homes.
We have been through several fires in the 19 years we've been there, and none of them was fierce like this one.
A summit overseas is raising red flags in the West. Russia's Vladimir Putin and North Korea's Kim Jong-un met today in Pyongyang, where they signed a new partnership deal that includes a vow of mutual aid if either country is attacked. Kim, through an interpreter.
We will continue to further and more closely strengthen strategic communication with the Russian leadership and Russia.
Here in the U.S., Giants fans are mourning the loss of Willie Mays, a center fielder considered one of the greatest all-around players in baseball history. They paid tribute at his statue in San Francisco.
I can't believe that he's really gone. A legend is gone.
I've always appreciated him as a human being and as a baseball player.
The city is grieving today, but also celebrating the life of an incredible person who meant so much to the Bay.
Mays played one season with the Negro Leagues, then spent 22 more with the Giants. Willie Mays was 93. Senate Republicans have blocked an attempt by Democrats to restore a Trump-era ban on a device that amps up firing power of semi-automatic weapons. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Democrats made the argument on the Senate floor that there is no legal, legitimate use for bump stocks on firearms, but their effort to ban them fell short. A Republican from Nebraska opposed it, saying the bill overreaches and would also ban lawful, necessary gun parts, too. This is all necessary because the Supreme Court overturned a Trump executive order on bump stocks from years ago.
A Grammy winner due back in court in the Hamptons at the end of July. Justin Timberlake could face up to a year in jail if he's found guilty of DWI. Markets close this Juneteenth holiday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump tells a rally in Wisconsin Tuesday that he wants to be the law and order president.
I will be the president for law-abiding Americans, every background, every walk of life, every race, religion, color, and creed. I'll be the president.
Trump was convicted of 34 felonies in a recent hush money trial. Trump campaigned in Racine. Wisconsin's Supreme Court will hear a challenge to Governor Evers' 400-year school funding increase. Evers used his line-item veto to make changes that give Wisconsin schools a per-pupil funding boost for the next four centuries. Wisconsin governors have sweeping veto powers, but the courts have put limits on striking single words or letters. Justices announced Monday that they will take the case. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win with a spectacular catch. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 6-3 victory over the Angels. Down by three, the Angels' Taylor Ward took the ball deep to center field, but there was Sal Frelick to take it in on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
It's the 1-2 pitch. That ball's driven deep right center field. Frelick is there. He leaps, and he makes the catch! Oh, my goodness! What a play!
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
It's interesting. We had a conversation in outfield for the game. I talked to two of their players. They were doing a drill. Let me ask you guys something. Is it me or we've had more robbed home runs this year than ever? in the existence of the game. And they're like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, yes, we have too. And then the game ends like this tonight.
And Willie Mays has died. In his first ever at bat, Mays hit a home run off Braves pitcher Warren Spahn. He was named to the All-Star team 24 times. Willie Mays was 93. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid 70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62.
Currently 66 degrees.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in for a special hump day edition of the Devil's Advocates radio show. Crude and I will get over our Shark Week hangover in one day.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
All across Wisconsin from Civic Media, this is Up North News Radio. Now, live from our Lake Wissota studio, here's the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Breitloh.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. It is 6:06 on this Wednesday morning, June 19th. It is the Juneteenth federal holiday. It's another beautiful day to have you here up north. Live from Lake Wissota, from wherever you're listening across the Civic Media Radio Network, the Civic Media app, through social media. We do a live video feed there, or you can listen on demand by podcast. Always nice to have you along in whatever form you choose here on this Wednesday morning. I got a question for you. Did you stay up to watch the Brewers game late last night? No? You didn't? I didn't either, but I got you covered. I got you covered because, let me set the stage for you, and then we'll get on with the rest of the show. But this is exciting stuff. Brewers are up 6-0 in Anaheim against the Angels. The Angels stage a 3-run rally in the bottom of the ninth. They have two more runners on base. The tying runner comes to the plate. Taylor Ward hits the ball real good. It might tie the game. But I wouldn't be playing the clip otherwise, so here's BA on a call from Bally Sports. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
Ball's driven. Deep right center field. Frelick is there. He leaps, and he makes the catch! Oh, my goodness! Saves the game. Sal Frelick pulls down a potential homer.
There you go. It would have been the tie. It would have sent it to extra innings. Instead, the Brewers hang on for a 6-3 victory over the what are they now? The Anaheim Angels, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whatever the heck they are. They lost. Brewers won. And they'll do it again tonight, 8:40, 8 o'clock pregame on some Civic Media radio stations. So there we go. We got you caught up right away. If you missed the other the big story in baseball, of course, is the loss of an icon. And I'll be the first to acknowledge that I honestly did not know Willie Mays was still with us. The Say Hey Kid passing away yesterday at the age of 93, and all of baseball rightly celebrating, I guess you could say arguably, although I think many people would say there's no argument that he was the best all-around player to ever play the game. Along the way, if you want to send us any texts or talk to us on social media, we'd be happy to have you do that. Tony from Hayward has already got a comment up on YouTube saying that he really enjoys baseball on the radio, and I do too. I mean, we're very blessed to have good TV and radio crews, but I do like me some BA when he's screaming at the top of his lungs. And I know that we have... That would have been, Luke Mathers is here as well for Greg Bach. That would have been Jeff Levering on the call, I imagine, for that catch. Maybe we'll find that later on.
Yeah, I don't think Uke was up that late.
No. Uke was not making the trip out west.
He's not going on the road anywhere this season. So.
No. Mr. Mathers is breaking in the new Madison Studio A2 there was an A1. There still is an A1. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful studio. Then they, you know, they cleaned out this broom closet. They stuck Mathers in there with a microphone, mm-hmm. and we're giving it a test run this week. And now, instead of a blank wall behind him, he's hung up a civic media banner, or, you know, new flag, as Tony puts it on YouTube there. It's looking good. You know,
I'm working on it.
It's fun. We're going to watch the place just kind of come together again, like an HGTV show. He's got his civic media mug. He's all good to go. Luke is still working on a few things in A2, which include the phone lines. And so I'm going to tell you that our number is 855-75-CIVIC.
Text.
But feel free to send us a text us. Text us at that number. Better yet, use the Civic Media app. I've got the text window right in front of me here. I got the social media window in front of me, so we'll pass along messages as they go. And before I leave the sports world, and Luke, shame on me, I didn't ask you about this yesterday, but night before last, the Boston Celtics won their, was it 18th NBA title?
A record 18th title.
Yes. And I would imagine, being the Super Bucks fan you are, I think that you are in the, I'm going to take a guess here, it's somewhere between 90 to 95% of Bucks fans who are happy for Jrue Holiday. He didn't ask for that trade to the Celtics. And now he gets another ring, which, you know, I'm sure is a little bittersweet, but I'm guessing you and many Bucks fans are happy for him.
Oh, I'm ecstatic for Jrue. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Hate that it happened in Boston. Love that it happened for Jrue. Couldn't have happened to a better human. Yes, the whole aspect of losing Holiday in the trade really, really stinks. But the man may have solidified his Hall of Fame ballot on Tuesday evening. Or, excuse me, Monday evening. Today's Wednesday. I don't know what day it is, yes. Pat. You've got me up way earlier than normal.
I know.
I get up early.
So sorry. I'm so sorry.
But no, Jrue is now a
two-time
champion. Studio A2
was your idea.
I know. Well, really, this is all so that I could just have free reign of the airwaves in the morning, so we could talk about Top Chef all week, too. So I'm just smattering in all of my favorites. Jrue Holiday,
hey,
Top Chef.
Tonight. Tonight is the big finale. And I mentioned yesterday, the Journal Sentinel had a long article on Dan Jacobs. And so it'll be Dan and... was it Savannah
and Danny? Yep.
In the big finale. So we'll see. So tomorrow, because Luke is here and because Greg isn't really a big Top Chef fan, Luke's going to be my guest at 6:30 tomorrow when we just discuss the finale and we talk food and we talk, you know, reality TV based out of Wisconsin.
Yeah, recapping kind of a tremendous season of showcasing Wisconsin to the entire nation and the world.
And Luke won't sound this bright-eyed and bushy-tailed because, as he's told us before, he's on a volleyball team that plays on Wednesday nights. Then he goes home and watches Top Chef on DVR. Then he'll probably... now, at that point, he's been awake long enough. He's like, well, I may as well catch the end of the Brewers game in Anaheim. So, you know, Luke will have not slept by the time we talk to him this time tomorrow.
There may be some overlap. That's true. There may be some Brewers overlap and all of that tonight as well.
He's going to be on a Mike Clemens schedule here.
Yeah. He finds a way to do it. Maybe I'll have to ask him what his secret is. But my wife is kind of like, fingers crossed that we've got some potential thunderstorms rolling in this evening. She's it'd be great if volleyball was canceled so we could just watch Top Chef at the normal time and go to bed. And I was like, yeah.
Look at that. You're at the age now where you're rooting for bad weather to disrupt your plans.
That's what she's doing. Even though she's rooting for it, I'm not. I'm fine putting myself through the hectic sleep schedule for a little bit because I love playing volleyball. I love my team, the people that we get to play with. It's a excellent time. She just participates, or she just watches. She doesn't participate in the game. So she just comes along to cheer us on. But she's like, yeah, I don't know if I want to sit there in the thunderstorms or rain if that's going to be the
conditions. Yeah, I love you, honey, but I don't support the team that much.
Exactly.
From Roger on Facebook, Stevens Point is definitely very proud of Sam Hauser. 8 points in Monday night's game.
There we go. Yeah,
another little Wisconsin tie. I've got one other sports thing to mention. It was just such a cool highlight. Did you see the end of the Stanley Cup game? Between Edmonton and Florida last night.
I did not. I saw that Edmonton won, though.
Edmonton did win. So the series, well, Florida had been up 3-0. Now it's 3-2. Edmonton's won the past two games. They won in Florida. Edmonton was up by one. Florida empties the net in the closing seconds of the game. Edmonton takes a shot toward the empty net. I don't know the Florida player, but what a dive he took. Full extension, stick out extended full, and gets the puck just before it's going to cross the line into the empty net.
Wow.
It's a fantastic play, and it was all for nothing because he tapped the puck away, but just to another Edmonton player who slapped it into the goal and sealed Edmonton's victory. But I just wanted to call out, that was a great extension on his part.
You know? It's like, they saved the day. Oh,
he saved the day for 1 second. Okay. Let me tell you what else is coming up on the program here. It's Wednesday, so we're going to have our climate check at 6:30. And our homeroom segment at 7:30. So in our climate check report today, Melissa Baldoff brings along a friend, Seth Hoffmeister from Wisconsin Conservation Voters. He's the deputy director. There was a special event in Green Bay yesterday. It included Mandela Barnes as well as part of his new group, Forward Together Wisconsin. And if you recall our conversation with him, then you probably know where we're going with this. The Inflation Reduction Act has all kinds of ways for people to save money and have other financial incentives to make improvements that would be good for the climate, whether it's purchasing that next vehicle that's an electric or a hybrid, you know, getting better windows, better insulation, getting certain electric appliances, maybe a heat pump, maybe you're going solar. So many different things that you can do, but it's not going to happen if you don't know what those programs are and how to get to them. And so some of these groups are out and they are actually knocking on tens of thousands of doors in Wisconsin. And they said by the time they're done, they'll probably knock on hundreds of thousands of doors to let people know, which I think is incredibly smart rather than just saying, well, we passed a bill. It's up to you to figure out, you know, what's in it. So we'll learn more about that from Seth Hoffmeister and Melissa Baldoff coming up. And then in our second hour, in our homeroom segment, it's all about civics. I mean, it's right there in the name, the Civic Media Radio Network. Civics is important. If you want to protect democracy, it's going to require a smart, active citizenry. And you can't have that without students getting a strong civics education that helps them appreciate democracy and helps them appreciate government service, the things that government can do when good people are there working toward positive results. But to get that kind of appreciation, you have to have good civics teachers. Kate Ullman is one of them. She is part of the Wisconsin Civic Learning Coalition, and we are going to talk to her all about all things civics and improving upon it and supporting it all across Wisconsin. I feel like I've really done this backwards. We did sports very early. Now I'm getting to the temperatures here as we come up on 6:18. It is 66 here on Lake Wissota, 64 in Hayward, 65 in Park Falls. Wausau's at 70. Green Bay just about at 80. It's 79 right now. La Crosse at 70. Wisconsin Rapids 73. Oshkosh 76. Madison 76. Waukesha 73. We have such a cool, pleasant breeze here now compared to yesterday's kind of furnace blast, but you're saying it's still warm and muggy down by you?
Yeah, we gave the dogs a bath at 8 p.m. last night, and they still dried in plenty of time before bed. Like, that's how warm it was, because we were like, we had been putting it off, and we were like, no, it's really warm, it's going to be rainy the next couple of days, let's just do it now. And we walked around the block, and they were dry as could
already
be.
Dry.
It was, yeah.
Hey. Sometimes things, you know, work in your favor. All right. Coming up next, Donald Trump came to Wisconsin yesterday and promptly stepped on another couple of rakes. All about his attitude about Milwaukee and where he's going to stay during the convention. That's coming up wherever you're listening across Wisconsin on this Wednesday morning. When you're here, you're up north. Live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air. Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Stayed in bed all morning just to pass the time. There's something wrong here, there can be no denying.
Today's history lesson coming up in 30 minutes. And Carole King's Tapestry album is going to be a part of that, so stick around for that. Melissa Kay from locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids will join us as well in just a few minutes. A reminder that this is Juneteenth. June 19th is now a federal holiday, marking the end of slavery in the United States, which a lot of folks associate with the Emancipation Proclamation, but it took years until, you know, after the Civil War was all but done for some Union troops to let people know in Texas on June 19th, 1865, to let enslaved people there know that they were now free. It's been designated as a federal holiday since 2021, President Joe Biden's first year in office when he signed that designation. Along with it being a federal holiday, several folks, including here at Courier Newsroom, get the day off. Some places get school off. There are all kinds of street festivals, fairs, concerts, other events. The Associated Press has an article asking, you know, it's basically a beginner's guide to Juneteenth. And so I thought I'd share a couple of things there. You know, one of the first things people ask is Juneteenth a solemn day of remembrance or is it more of a party? And it basically depends on what you want. Juneteenth festivities were rooted in cookouts and barbecues. In the beginning days of the holiday that Black Americans celebrated as their true Independence Day, the outdoors allowed for some, you know, large reunions involving formerly enslaved family members who had been separated. What if you've never celebrated Juneteenth? Again, some of the people that the Associated Press talked to as part of their article here said, you know, that's all right. It's good. Even if you didn't celebrate it, it's part of a celebration of American history. What kind of public Juneteenth events are going on around the country? You will find a smorgasbord of gatherings in major cities and suburbs. Again, there could be food trucks, parades, arts and crafts. You will find that for the National Park Service, they're making entry to all sites free on the holiday, and several parks will be hosting Juneteenth commemorations this week. How do you celebrate Juneteenth? Does how you celebrate Juneteenth matter if you aren't Black? Dr. Carita Brown, a sociology professor at Emory University, whose research focuses on race, says there's no reason to feel awkward about wanting to recognize Juneteenth just because you have no personal ties. In fact, embrace it. She says, I would reframe that question and challenge my non-Black folks who want to lean into Juneteenth and celebrate. It absolutely is your history. It's part of your history. It's all part of our history, the good, the bad, the ugly, the story of emancipation and freedom for your Black brothers and sisters under the Constitution from the law. If you want to bring some authenticity to your recognition of Juneteenth, educate yourself, attend a festival, patronize a Black-owned business. That's all a good start, but it all comes with making your mind better, Anderson said. Are there other names used to refer to Juneteenth? Over the decades, it has been called Freedom Day, Emancipation Day, the Black Fourth of July, and Second Independence Day, among others. And finally, is there a proper Juneteenth greeting? It says it's typical to wish people a happy Juneteenth or a happy teenth, according to Alan Freeman, who's organizing a Juneteenth comedy festival in Galveston, Texas, for the second straight year. He says, you know how at Christmas people will say Merry Christmas to each other and not even know each other? You can get a Merry Christmas from everybody. This is the same way. So there's a little background on the Juneteenth holiday that's going on.
Yeah, and if you want to learn more and get some excellent Juneteenth programming, Earl Ingram and Todd Alba are going to be live from the Juneteenth celebration for Sauk County this afternoon and this morning and afternoon. So Earl from 8 to 10 will be there at an event in Baraboo broadcasting live. So you can either head over to the event in Baraboo. The park name escapes me right now, Pat, but I will pull it up. Or if you just search the Sauk County Juneteenth celebration, Todd Alba will also be broadcasting live for his network show from noon till 2.
Okay. Now comes the question, does Donald Trump love Milwaukee? Because, you know, he reportedly said Milwaukee's a horrible city, and there's really no reason to doubt that given past comments and behavior. But Donald Trump said, I love Milwaukee yesterday. Not in Milwaukee, of course. He would only come as close as Racine to do that. But I love Milwaukee is how Trump began a nearly 90-minute long speech. But here's the thing. First, he says, I love Milwaukee from outside of Milwaukee. And right about the time that he's trying to make the case that he loves Milwaukee, out come news reports that Trump was not going to plan to stay in Milwaukee during the Republican National Convention. He was going to commute 90 miles to one of his Trump hotels in downtown Chicago. So, of course, an intrepid Milwaukee reporter from WTMJ, I believe, tracked down the former president to ask about it. And, boy, listen to this job of backtracking. And, by the way, in the clip, I'm not mocking it. I did not add the Titanic music, you know, like they sometimes do with sports highlights. Mm-hmm. That was the music playing at the rally when you hear this clip.
Is in Milwaukee in 4 weeks. This would be day two of the convention. There's a report out of Chicago that says you may be overnighting in Chicago instead of Milwaukee. Is that the plan?
Well, they have probably, they think, because they have a hotel there, have a beautiful hotel there, beauty. As good as it gets, but I'm staying here. I was always planning on staying here. It's an hour and a half, maybe sometimes 2 hours. And I chose Milwaukee for a reason. I chose Milwaukee. And they, you know, just so you understand, when the Democrats were here, they didn't even hold it. And Biden never came. I think he stood out in the parking lot for about a minute and then he left.
Because during the pandemic.
During the pandemic, yeah. And they did not do your city justice, I can tell you.
I got to tell you, the music just makes that just so perfect. It's just so Trumpian.
I don't know. How does that work even? That's just kismic right there. Like,
Yep. I got caught. Bring up the music. Of course, I love Milwaukee. But, you know, as Jeremy Janine of the Urban Milwaukee news site reminded everyone in a social media post, Trump did not pick Milwaukee. Milwaukee was the only remaining bidder for the convention at the time. Trump was not in control of the Republican National Committee at the time. At that time, there was still plenty of talk that Ron DeSantis might be the nominee or somebody else might be the 2024 nominee. So, yeah, it's another Trump lie. But he got to tell you about this big, beautiful hotel in Chicago, right?
Yeah.
And if in fact, you think Donald Trump is going to stay multiple nights in Milwaukee, I've got a Trump Tower to sell you.
Hey, in his defense, the Pfister is haunted, Pat. Like, come on.
Come yes.
Give the man a break. Let him go take a helicopter or quick plane ride down to Chicago. The Pfister's
haunted. Well, you know,
haunted.
That's what he would love to do is he'd put a helipad on top of the Pfister Forum, you know, and make a grand entrance that way. But, you know, instead he's got to go through actual traffic and maybe go through a protest zone, as we discussed yesterday. True. You know, will Trump and the delegates actually see people who disagree with them? You know, that's a tall order after something like the rally yesterday where you hear all kinds of things that we are not going to take time to knock down here. Instead, we're going to turn our attention to you and how you can save some money, how you can lower your utility bills, how you can be good to the climate. That's all coming up with Melissa Baldoff in today's Climate Check. Next, you're up north.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You know, on these hot summer days, one thing that tastes awfully good from time to time, a nice cold drink of water. But if you introduce that same cold drink of water to livestock, you can get a completely different reaction. I'm PM Yaki, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news and a quick reminder. Today is a federal holiday, Juneteenth, so your federal offices, your banks, as well as the markets are closed. You know, we may like a nice cold drink of water when we've been outside taking care of chores, but for baby calves, that actually can be a shock to their system. That's according to Allison Pfau. She's a bilingual regional dairy educator with University of Wisconsin Extension.
Research said, and they confirmed that calf, they really like to drink warm water, even if it's a hot weather. Like the first time that you give them water should be like warm. That way it's easy for them. Why they like it and what is easy for them? Because the rumen has a temperature inside. So when you provide them like cold water, this cold water is going to take a while, and not the water, the body is going to take a while to just try to neutralize or change the temperature of this water.
Allison Pfau, she's a bilingual regional dairy educator with University of Wisconsin Extension Service. Aside from making sure that the temperature of the water is at least tepid for those calves, she said it's also incredibly important to make sure that you're refreshing that water often, so in case something fell into the bucket or bottle, that's taken care of. And of course, sanitation, also key. As I mentioned, markets are closed for Juneteenth. I'll give you a recap of what they traded like yesterday next.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese dropped 6 cents to 194. 40-pound block cheese down 5.5 at 186. AA butter stood still yesterday, 3.10¾ per pound. Now again, in yesterday's action, July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese closed 56 cents lower at 1961. August was down 42 cents at 2030. The December new crop corn finished 4¾ cents higher at 4.67¾. November soybeans were up 1¾ cents, 11.32, and July new crop wheat dropped 9.5 cents yesterday, 5.82 a bushel. Again, markets are closed today. I'm PM Yonke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 70s. A chance of a shower tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low of 57. Showers and thunderstorms Thursday, highs back to the mid 70s. For Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly cloudy and lows near 62.
Currently 66 degrees.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever, testosterone.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Wednesday morning, I'll be on location in Baraboo for the city's first ever Juneteenth celebration. We'll talk to event leaders and attendees about Black heritage and the continuing fight for equality.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
It's electric.
And welcome back to Up North News Radio. It is time for our weekly climate check with Melissa Baldoff. Today's category, promise made, promise kept. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
You know, when you told me that we were going to be talking to Seth Hoffmeister from Wisconsin Conservation Voters, I thought, when was the last time we had him on? And turns out it was almost exactly 1 year ago and almost exactly the same target, talking about doing the same topic, doing more for climate change mitigation and other endeavors in Green Bay. And what'd you guys do yesterday? You had a meeting about doing things that are good for clean energy in Green Bay. I mean, promise made, promise kept. You guys, Melissa, you're consistent, if nothing else.
I'm just lucky that I get to work oftentimes with these really amazing people who are doing this work. So I guess that's what I'm consistent in, is running in circles with people who are doing fabulous work, people like Seth and people like Mayor Genrich in Green Bay, who are making promises to people like the folks of Green Bay and keeping those promises, like a clean energy plan. And since we've talked last with Seth, Green Bay has adopted a clean energy plan. And now, there's some real action, related to the Inflation Reduction Act that folks are learning about in Green Bay, too. So there's some big things happening in Green Bay and in other communities around the state, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just Green Bay. It's just a nice coincidence that it was a year ago when we were talking with you, Seth Hoffmeister from Wisconsin Conservation Voters. Good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hey, good morning. It's good to be here. And yeah, good to be back on the show after a year. I feel like so much has happened. We've made a lot of progress in Green Bay and all across the state on the transition to clean energy. So
yeah, the specific instance that brought us here this morning is that yesterday afternoon in Green Bay, along with the aforementioned mayor, Eric Genrich, and also with former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, now of Forward Together Wisconsin, and we had him on this segment a few weeks ago to talk about it, there was an event to highlight the coordinated efforts to educate Green Bay residents on the clean energy benefits available under the Inflation Reduction Act, something, Melissa, that you and I talk about with great regularity, but there's still plenty of work to do to let people all across Wisconsin know what it is, let them know about the opportunities for everything from tax credits to potential help accessing financing. So many things here, Seth, that y'all got to talk about. And so I'll start with asking why you guys were in Green Bay yesterday, even though I assume I already know the answer, because from his first day in office, Mayor Genrich has been talking about the need for cities like Green Bay to take climate change action seriously.
Yeah, well, yesterday was a really exciting day in Green Bay. We announced a really exciting program and partnership between Wisconsin Conservation Voters, Forward Together Wisconsin, and the city of Green Bay to knock on about 20,000 doors within the city to talk to folks about all of the tax credits and upcoming rebates with the Inflation Reduction Act, and to talk about some of the efforts that the city of Green Bay is undertaking to make Green Bay more sustainable, help folks embrace clean energy, help folks make their properties more flood resilient. So we kickstarted that, and we've got folks out on the doors probably as we speak, telling folks about how they can save money and protect the environment.
Yeah, all these, this historic level of investment. And Melissa, we've certainly discussed in the past, including with Mandela Barnes, that there are groups that include going door to door to spread the word about it. And you know, let's just take the political angle for just a moment here, Melissa. It's in part because, you know, an article I'm working on for our website, upnorthnewswi.com, folks over in the Biden camp have seemed to have made the decision that they're going to spend a lot of time emphasizing Donald Trump and the dangers that he poses, you know, to the climate and to democracy and to many other things. And what they're really saying is, hey, we're relying on other folks to talk up the accomplishments of this administration, such as the Inflation Reduction Act. And it certainly sounds like a lot of people are saying, hey, challenge accepted. We'll do it.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that, like we've talked about before, there are so many great accomplishments to tout. But, you know, they're ones that people aren't always familiar with. So that's why it's so critically important that we have this work being done to help educate folks. And, you know, I think that's why it's so vitally important that we have, communities like Green Bay who are able to speak up and say, in a non-political way, and say, hey, this is what we've been able to accomplish. This is why this is important. This is helping us out because we're able to, you know, draw down funds from the federal government to pay for things like, you know, electric vehicles for our fleets, to get electric buses out on the street, to make improvements to our buildings. So these are really big investments that are important for individual residents, homeowners, renters alike, for businesses, for nonprofits, for local governments. And yeah, I think we've got validators across the spectrum who can really, you know, spread the word and, you know, sell to the community. This is why these are important investments. And this is why it matters to have a leader in the White House who believes in climate change, believes investing in our communities, isn't out there calling any of our communities horrible, and wants to see every community succeed.
I'm glad you mentioned the part about that, you know, there is very much a nonpartisan aspect to this. And that gets us back to Wisconsin conservation voters and all these other groups that, I mean, look, if the funding, if the assistance were coming from, you know, a Republican administration, a Democratic one, you know, wherever it came from, the important thing from a non-political standpoint is that there is a serious problem. There is now funding and other resources available. Somebody's got to make those connections. So, Seth, talk to us more about the connections that you're making, helping, you know, just ordinary folks going about their day understand the kinds of things that are available, because I'm sure you're doing that in a way that is just so much more informative than it is political.
Yeah, and I mean, it was just about a year ago when we were really digesting how impactful and widespread all of the clean energy benefits in the Inflation Reduction Act are. I mean, the $369 billion that are available for all of these things. And, you know, when there was some research and polling done, we realized that only about a third of people were even familiar with it or somewhat familiar with it. So we had a real big opportunity to get out there and talk to everybody. And like you said, everybody across the political spectrum stands to benefit. Last fall, we knocked on 76,000 doors in the city of Madison and the northern Milwaukee suburbs. And we went, you know, every house on every block. And we were talking to folks about windows, insulation, tax credits. No matter the politics of people, everybody wants to save money on their utilities, on furnace upgrades that they already have to pay for. And, you know, Wisconsinites really value protecting our environment. On Earth Day, we launched kind of the second phase of this program, and now we're going to knock on 240,000 more doors in Dane County, the Milwaukee area, Green Bay, and the La Crosse area to keep spreading the word. And the more people that hear about it, the more people are excited about it. And I think there's this snowball effect too. You put solar on your house, you get a tax credit. You put windows in, you get a tax credit. You're going to tell your friends and you're going to keep spreading the word. So I feel like we're just getting started, but it's really exciting to be able to talk about good policy that helps folks do things that they already got to do.
And I think it'll be more successful with folks coming from a group like yours, that you won't have as much overtly political activity. And what I mean by that is in the years shortly after the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, passed, I knew of people who could not afford health insurance, but now they could afford health insurance, but they refused to get it. They stayed uninsured because it was Obamacare. It had Obama's name on it, and they were missing out on benefits, and it was hurting them financially and literally, to be honest. And I would like to think now, Seth, that between the work that you're doing, that Mandela Barnes is doing with Forward Together Wisconsin, with all these other groups, that people aren't going to be asking about politics at the door. They're going to say, wait, I get what for putting in heat pumps? I get what for, you know, rewiring the house? And that's going to be a net plus for so many Wisconsin folks.
You know, it really is. And having partnerships with municipal governments while we're doing this this program as well, I think adds another layer of credibility. I mean, if we're just an organization knocking on your door, hopefully you listen. But when you see that logo with the city of Green Bay or Dane County or the city of La Crosse on that lit, and programs that your municipality offers to you, geared towards you, in some cases only eligible to you in a floodplain or your neighborhood, it's just really credible. And it's not about politics. It's about helping folks, you know, save money and protect the environment. And clean energy is really just becoming the best decision you can make in your personal life. It's cleaner and it's becoming more and more affordable.
Yeah, I think that's so true. And I think the point about the partnership with local government is such a good one. And I really commend Mayor Genrich for establishing a position within government. The city of Green Bay has an actual position dedicated to this. They have a clean energy connector funded by some of these federal dollars. So that's great that they're doing that. Seth, you touched on a couple other places. Where else are you going with this program? Where else are you going to be knocking on doors and talking to community members?
Yeah, so we last year, like I said, we knocked in the city of Madison and kind of the northern Milwaukee suburbs, kind of your neck of the woods, Melissa. And now we're knocking in Green Bay, kind of the western city of Milwaukee suburbs and city of Milwaukee, and then over in city of La Crosse and Onalaska area as well. So, yeah, 240,000 knocks from Earth Day to the end of July, and excited about all of those conversations and all of the local benefits that folks are going to get connected with as well.
All right. And folks who don't get their door knocked, but they want to learn more about the Inflation Reduction Act and specifically what can they get for their home, whether it's, you know, new electric appliances or getting an energy assessment on their home to see what kind of, other improvements they can make. What kinds of steps can folks take?
Yeah, well, we put together a website to walk folks through all the benefits. There are a ton of tax credits. There are even more rebates coming in the next couple months here. There's a lot, and we wanted to make it as easy as possible to navigate. So conservationvoters.org/clean-energy-plan has, hopefully it's a one-stop shop that can show you kind of the spectrum of benefits available and get you started and pointed in the right direction. If you want to schedule that home energy assessment, or if you want to find a solar contractor in your area, there's also, since there is a lot and it might be hard to know where to begin, there's a Rewiring America energy savings calculator that just tells you, put in a little bit of information, and it tells you exactly what you're eligible for. Whether it's heat pumps or what tax credits or the rebates that are coming out, what your eligibility is. And that kind of can get you pointed in the right direction as well. But yeah, Melissa, I think you touched on this, kind of that first step. If you don't really know where to begin, you can get a home energy assessment, and it will kind of tell you where you're losing energy in your home, where you could put more insulation. And that you can get a $150 tax credit, which is around like 30% of the cost.
All right. And give me that Conservation Voters address again.
That's conservationvoters.org/clean-energy-plan. And I'll make sure that you have that if you want to put that in
You bet.
Anywhere and everywhere.
We'll put it out there for folks. Appreciate that very much. Seth Hoffmeister is the Deputy Director for Wisconsin Conservation Voters. And Melissa Baldoff gets us all these great guests and access to resources and help through our weekly Climate Check report. Seth, thanks again. Good to see you.
Yeah,
don't wait a year again. Don't be a stranger, okay?
We'll do 6 months. We'll be back.
That'll work. Melissa, thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Back with more after this. You're up.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. 93.5 The Tap.
This could only be Heart. Lead singer Ann Wilson is 74 years old today. Ann and Nancy Wilson still touring occasionally, from what I can see. Happy birthday to Ann Wilson today. Actress Zoe Saldana is 46. Rapper Macklemore is 41. So there's Ann and Nancy. Ann singing Straight On. How about if we do Straight Up next? Happy birthday to Paula Abdul. She is 62. All right, let's bring in Melissa Kay from locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids. Melissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. We see Mr. Mathers there. It's your brand new studio down there in Madison at the top of State Street.
Hi, Melissa.
Hey, Luke.
Yep, staffing it, doing a yeoman's job.
Do you know how the heck that means? Do you know how rude that is to put both Straight On and Straight Up next to each other as like the in and out?
Oh,
like,
I'm
come on.
Sorry.
This is very confusing, Pat.
I'm sorry, but you did it. I did it.
My best.
We're proud of you.
Way to persevere, Luke.
Yep, he is a fighter. On this day in 1910, the first Father's Day was celebrated in Spokane, Washington. On this day in 1965, the number one song was done by the Four Tops. In hitting the number one spot this day in 1965, they knocked the Supremes off the number one perch with their song Back in My Arms Again. Both of those Motown hits written and produced by the legendary Motown songwriting team of Holland Dozier Holland. The first NASCAR race was held at Charlotte Motor Speedway on this day in 1960. And I know, Melissa, we've talked a bit about dirt tracks and racing like that. Have you ever been to a NASCAR race?
I have not.
Is there anything that interests you?
It really doesn't.
How about you, Luke?
Nope. Turn after left turn after left turn.
Oh.
Or right turn after just right turn.
Waiting
after right.
For a crash? That seems so morbid.
Oh, no.
I have friends that are really, really into it. And I'm like, all the power to you. I hope you enjoy it so much. Yeah. Just not
I'd
for me.
I'd rather play it on PlayStation or Xbox myself.
There you
go. I'd rather be the one driving the car.
Yeah, that That makes sense. I will say that because I grew up knowing somebody who was doing dirt track racing on some of the tracks around here, Cedar Lake Speedway and Red Cedar Speedway and things like that, that I really enjoyed it. But the thing that kind of killed it for me was when they kind of went to teams. And that sometimes, you know, one driver would kind of, you know, bump somebody or they would, you know, draft somebody to help their teammate. And I liked racing better when it was every man for himself.
The Ricky, you don't like the Ricky Bobby slingshot? Slingshot no. Engage? Come on.
I'm glad you're showing off your deep racing knowledge that way by saying Talladega Nights.
That's the most I know about racing is anything. And I doubt any of it's actually accurate, but Talladega Nights is my best.
What are you talking about? It's the greatest documentary ever about racing.
It's a ballad. It is the ballad of Ricky Bobby.
As we mentioned earlier, Carole King's Tapestry album hit number one on this day in 1971. Tapestry would hold the number one spot for 15 weeks.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore?
On this day in 1978, Garfield's first comic strip went into nationwide syndication. In related news, I hate Mondays and I suddenly have a hankering for lasagna. You ever wonder sometimes where different little quirks come up with characters? I mean, who comes up with a cat that loves lasagna? Honestly, how does that pop in unless it involves like psychedelic mushrooms or something like that? How do you get the idea?
Or somebody had a cat that liked lasagna. It could be.
I've never seen that. I mean, I scroll a lot of TikTok and Instagram reels and Sherry does as well. And she loves laughing at the animal ones. And of course, what's our biggest laugh yesterday was a cat watching something approaching on a big screen TV. And it's going to jump onto the thing and, of course, jumps right into the TV, you know, and falls down. It was basically cats and TVs are like a Roadrunner cartoon brought to life, you know. Mm-hmm. Instead of painting the tunnel on the mountain, just put something on the TV and they'll jump right into it. Mm-hmm. The number one song this day in 2010 was by Katy Perry off of her Teenage Dream album. Now, the historic part of this is that it was the first of five number one hits off of the Teenage Dream album. Mm-hmm. Five number one hits off an album to that point had only been done once before by Michael Jackson. Now, of course, in this digital age where everything's downloaded and, I mean, Taylor Swift and the others can have, like, you know, the entire top 10 to themselves at one point and have everything get to number one. But it was a big deal then. We mentioned that today is Juneteenth Day, the official end of enslavement in the United States. And also, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 was approved on this day after surviving an 83-day filibuster in the United States Senate. On the calendar, this is National Martini Day. Now, there's only basically one martini, but now it's like...
Shaken, not stirred.
Yes, and you put any kind of flavors into a shaker in a martini glass, and it counts as a martini now. Yeah. My wife makes an epic chocolate martini. Where's all that noise coming from?
Sorry, my window's open.
Oh, okay. Anyway, any other type of martini that's a favorite of yours, Melissa?
Is it gin that's in a martini?
Yep, gin and vermouth, right? Yep, gin and vermouth or vodka and vermouth, yes.
Yeah, I like them like that. I also like that. Gin and tonics, but...
Okay.
Olive. About the only thing I'd add is an olive.
Luke, the closest thing that Civic Media gets to a James Bond type character, what do you, that is not me
when it comes to the drink order. I'm a Wisconsin boy through and through. Give me my old fashions, leave the martinis at the bar. Kelsey does really like a local restaurant has a honey martini. She's a big fan of.
Ooh. All right. Melissa, tell us what's coming up in Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, we're really excited because tonight we are doing our very first virtual town hall to help promote our upcoming newsletter. That we want to get feedback from our audience and hear what they want to have in our newsletter. We also have some programming changes coming up that will start, I believe, next week. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about our newsletter and hopefully get people to sign up for that and give us feedback.
And a new contest she didn't know about till just now. I see three empty cubby holes above you on the shelves. We're going to get listeners vote on what we get to stick in there. So stay tuned for that as well. Thank you, Melissa. Have a wonderful day.
Always good to see you.
Much more in the second hour of Up North News Radio ahead on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy Juneteenth, Wisconsin. I'll be joined by Reggie Jackson, former griot of the American Black Holocaust Museum, award-winning author and Wisconsin historian. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so glass. It's like...
It's only glass, though. Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.